And U.S. only.
Welcome back to Calling All Sports. Today's show is brought to you by Heartland Chevrolet and Corey and the Fireflies.
And we're also brought to you by the good folks at Lewis Drug. Lewis is indeed your first stop and, frankly, your last stop as well. Now, Mark Griffin has some pull. He's got Santa appearing at Lewis Drug a couple of times, all right? This weekend and the following weekend, which is, you know, you have pull if you can get Santa in the week before Christmas because he's got other stuff going. But go to lewisdrug.com and find out when you can get your free picture with Santa. And also, shop all the great deals that they've got. They're going to save you a ton of money, locally owned, locally operated, which is one of the reasons that we love Lewis so much. But also because of the fact there are so many locations. They are where you are. And like for Mark and I, we get our meds through Lewis Drug. And that's comforting because if something happens and we forget something or run out or whatever, there's one that's very, very close by, no matter the size of the community. So go to lewisdrug.com, find out about Santa. And I've said this before, I do not remember a time that they have more Christmas decorations set up, that their Christmas department has ever been bigger, and it's all very affordable.
And if you don't wait until right after Christmas, you get then, super deals on them for next year.
Then it's just silly, yeah. As a matter of fact. So, yeah, stop
now,
by.
I've done that because we have our Christmas on New Year's Day.
Oh, perfect.
And I quite often don't do anything until after Christmas.
Right.
And I'm going to – then that's when Mark's like – hurrying to get everything done after you guys are already done and laughing at me.
Right.
But I've also run into some pretty cool deals.
And that way we're all out of your way too, right?
Yes, I appreciate that. Not the day after Christmas though.
No. That's true. Zoo. That's crazy.
I hate shopping.
Stop on by, see the folks at Lewis. See, that's a nice thing.
That's why I can just
one,
go, yeah.
One no, fell swoop.
When I say I hate shopping at the mall.
Yeah, that's a given. Listen, we want to welcome a new guest of ours. He just got a new gig, and we welcome him. He is the new head coach of the Northern State football team. Mike Schmidt joins us. Mike, how are you?
Man, I'm so good. I've been drinking out of a fire hose all week here, so it's been a little while, but I'm really excited to be joining you guys. Thanks for having me on.
What's the water tasting like? Is it kind of rubbery?
it's just all over the place, man. So it's there's a lot coming at me right now, and trying to get it all ready and get going and do a good job.
Well, now I was going to ask you, which was more exciting, being named the head football coach of the Northern Wolves, or that time you hit three home runs in a game against the Cubs when the Phillies won it 25-23? Clearly, I'm not the only person that's ever said, are you the baseball player?
No, and you know what? Like, I haven't gotten it in a while, so it's kind of nice to be back. You know, being compared to Michael Jack Schmidt, and I'm actually Michael Joseph Schmidt, so I got the same initials, and I just don't have as good a mustache as what he had as a player for the Phillies. But yeah, I played football and baseball in college, so I tried to wear number 20 and play third base as much as I possibly could growing up. Just to see if a little of the magic would rub off.
Oh, Michael, you're a man after our own heart if you're a baseball guy. Okay, so if you were a baseball and football guy, why'd you choose football?
It was actually one of those things that I was probably a better baseball player kind of all through life. I mean, with the name Mike Schmidt, you kind of have to be, right?
And so
we were I was a better baseball player, had some more options there, but just could not find a way to get away from it. I played for he was the winningest head coach in the history of Wisconsin high school football. We won a state championship my senior year, and it was just one of those things that I couldn't get away from. Didn't couldn't give it up, and went to school at the University of Wisconsin Lacrosse Division III school and played both. I chose the Division III level so I could play both, and did both of them. And football's just it was just the passion and the calling and the longing for it. So. Here we are a little ways later and now get to be a head coach of a Division II program doing it. So kind of living a dream come true for sure.
Well, let's be honest here. A big shot on campus is generally going to be the football star over the baseball star. As much as I love baseball, my kids, all three of my kids were really good baseball players. And frankly, I wanted them to play baseball.
Right.
They all played college football.
Mm-hmm. And, right.
Yeah. I mean, there's just something about, I don't know. There's something about that football team, you know?
I grew up in the era in the 90s with the Chicks Dig the Long Ball commercials and all that. So, I mean, to each their own. But, the quarterback has kind of, you know, taken it back again on campuses. But I still think Chicks Dig the Long Ball. So, hit some bombs and you'll get recognized for sure.
But, Mike, the problem is, there's like 100 people at a college baseball game.
Right.
There's like 10,000 at a football game. So your odds are much better at the football game.
You're right.
Mike Schmidt joins us here on Calling All Sports with Mark Ovenden. I'm Mike Henriksen. Mike, the new head football coach at Northern State University. All right. By the way, what's your hometown in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I'm from Menominee, Wisconsin is the name of it. It's about, it's about an hour east of the Twin Cities.
Yep.
So in the west central part of the state. Right on I-94, grew up there, and I really lived there my whole life. So this is a big change coming out to the Great Plains, and getting her going is a little wild, but my family and I are pretty excited to start the adventure for sure.
Yeah, now one of the things you'll find out about us is we're gonna get to know your family and ask about them, so we might as well just start right off. How many kids?
Yeah, we have three kids. So we have two boys, 8-year-old and 6-year-old, and then a 10-month-old baby girl. So yeah, we kind of had it all. Thought we had it all figured out. Had the kids into school, and then along came our daughter Annie. So we got three kids. My wife Morgan is, man, the rock of our family. She's a superstar, big time. I'm actually back in Wisconsin right now. Because it's Christmas concert season.
Uh-huh.
So she's a music teacher, and we got kind of the Super Bowl this week for some Christmas concerts for her and her kids in the elementary school. So our house is like where worlds collide. You know, elementary music teacher, I can't sing a note. I can't do anything, but my effort is really high, and I'm not totally sure if she even knows that there's 11 players on the football field at one time. So it's probably a good thing because she doesn't pester me about, you know, why didn't you call this blitz on third down or why didn't you go for it on fourth down? You know, she's just happy that the game's over and that we're all together. So it's pretty fun.
So in other words, Mike, you're a good teammate too.
Yeah, great teammate. Yeah. I'm a supportive teammate, giving high effort with it too. Yeah, all the time.
Beautiful. Yeah, I was just mentioning my grandkids have their Christmas concert too tonight too. So what's been a priority? I mean, getting the job is one thing, taking the job is another.
Yeah, it was a hard process, and quite to be quite honest with you guys, I mean, I was coaching at my alma mater at UW La Crosse. It was a job that I really liked. I didn't need to take the job at Northern State. I wasn't out of a job or anything. It was the attraction of the place, man, special place when I went there on my interview, and obviously Josh Moon and Dr. Downs, the president and AD, are just fantastic people, getting a lot of stuff done there. The city of Aberdeen and the support has been, quite frankly, overwhelming. It's been just great, and so I'm excited to kind of get it going there. But you know, getting in and kind of digging your teeth into it is, you know, really the last couple of days we've just been sitting down meeting with players one-on-one, figuring out who they are, putting a face to a name, trying to learn who they are, where they're from, what their family's like, what do they like to do for fun, and just really kind of digging into our roster before they got out of there for finals here coming up this week and next week, early next week. So that was a big priority. And then, you know, obviously at the same time you're sitting there trying to recruit, put the class together, get official visits ready to go here, try to pick up where the staff was kind of at. And then, now this week it breaks at St. Cloud and Crookston, drop football. So it's like a feeding frenzy of people trying to get players from there. So it's been a lot for sure, but we're really up to the challenge. The staff that's been there is doing a great job, and everybody's just been so helpful to me in the process and getting it going. But hey, trying to figure out who the players that we got, because those are the guys that we're going to win with next year. And then now we're trying to piece it together with some transfers and get this class ready to go for signing day coming up.
Mike Schmidt is our guest, the Hall of Fame third baseman from the Phillies. He is not, but he was. What'd you say? You wore the same number when you were a kid growing up in baseball?
Absolutely. Wore number 20 without it.
That's awesome.
That is.
I love that. Obviously, a big part of this, Mike, is, you know, you talk about recruiting, but these kids that are on the team, this I'm sure came as a big shock to them, and they lost the guy who recruited them, their coach and their friend. So there's a certain amount of recruiting that you still need to do with the guys that are already there, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that that's certainly a big piece to get them going. I think it's trying to get them to buy in, and a lot of that's going to happen here in the next semester. And that was, part of it to get in front of them was to let them know who I was, try to get some of them, make sure that they're coming back for second semester. And then the buy-in is really going to happen in that second semester to what the new program's going to be and going to look like. But again, I said this in my press conference. I've kind of said it all along. I mean, the program's in a great spot. It's Coach Dosh did a great job there, and it's we're just going to try to build off of a lot of the things that were there and try to get a little bit more out of each guy. But, certainly we want to get them back for second semester here, and then once we get back and get rolling in the off-season program and getting into spring ball and things like that, it's, we got to get them to buy in and get them on track. And, yeah, this is always an awkward, difficult time, I mean, with staff and with players. And, I'm leaving a place myself, it's been, it's an incredibly awkward, difficult time for everybody. But it's part of the business. It's part of the gig. And, you just got to kind of work through it and get ready to go for second semester to really implement the program.
You mentioned staffing, Mike, as Mike Schmidt joins us, the new head football coach at Northern. Are there going to be some carryovers? Are you going to be putting together your own staff? How's that going to work?
Yeah, we're putting that all together here, okay. This week and early next week. I think there's just as a head coach, you got to take a deep breath. You always got to take care of the players first. You got to kind of put yourself in a position to really give everybody a good look. That's what's going to do the program and the team justice, is to whether it's guys that are there or new people or people who will reach out to you. It's saying we're going to look at every option here in this short window that we have. We're going to kind of digest it all and then kind of move forward. And I certainly empathize and feel for the staff that's there, because guys got families, guys have wives, guys have kids that they got to worry about taking care of their family. And that's a tricky, tough deal that you got to kind of work around. So you want to move as fast as you can. And at the same time, you really want to be diligent to make sure you're getting the right pieces in place. So, we're working through that with the current staff right now. We're going to work through it the early part of next week. And then hopefully kind of get everything in place as we get into Christmas and first of the year.
Yep, makes sense. All right, so listen, you've been winning as the head coach at Wisconsin Lacrosse in what is arguably as good of a D3 conference. I mean, folks don't understand, there are no D2s in Wisconsin, correct?
That's right. Yeah, there are no D2s. And I told this to the team when I was announced to the team the other day. I mean, in Division III, we play with 11 players. So, I know that there's not a lot of D3 programs out that way, but we do have 11 on the field. And really, I mean, it's the toughest top to bottom Division III league in the country.
Yep.
Has been for a long time. And, we were able to kind of go in and compete in that thing right away. And then, in recruiting, I mean, our biggest opponents in recruiting when I was at Wisconsin Lacrosse were Bemidji and St. Cloud and Duluth and everybody that's coming from the NSIC into Wisconsin in a lot of ways, because there are no Division II schools in Wisconsin. So, you're trying to fight against those NSIC schools already with no scholarships. So now, now it's kind of the opposite. I got to kind of jump over those schools to go get some guys too with scholarship money. So, yeah, I think the recruiting, we've been on a lot of the same kind of kids in a lot of regards. And now it's continuing to up the talent level, up the people that you're getting, and just keep trying to, you don't win Division II games with Division II talents. You have to stretch and reach higher, just as we've done here at when I was at Wisconsin Lacrosse. It's the same thing. We were, I think our second year or third year, we had 32 transfers on our roster. And so it's just constantly trying to find the right pieces and the right talent levels to go compete at the highest level of the NSIC as we get going here.
Pretty sure Ed Meyercourt used to coach there,
yeah.
Didn't he?
He did. Yeah, he was. I'm actually from Menominee, which is where UW Stout is at. So I grew up with some of Coach Meyercourt's kids. And then obviously had a chance to watch him all throughout, and then compete against him because I played in the same league. So I was, and then, and kind of ironically, when I was at Wisconsin lacrosse, we played USD in non-conference games back when, you know, when they were still playing non-conference D3 games. So I played up there in the dome, and we lost that game, and we beat them in lacrosse 1 year when I was a player. So yeah, a lot of kind of crossover and carryover there with Coach Meyercord at USD for sure.
Yeah, and two of my sons played at Augie, and they played against Wisconsin lacrosse. So yeah, you're talking about the feeding frenzy of St. Cloud State and Crookston. Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly that's, I don't know, if I were you, that'd be the first place I'd start, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It has to be. You know, it just has to be. And we've been working some of these kids. In fact, as you were calling me, I was typing out a Twitter message to one of their guys. And again, we have a lot of crossover with those guys because we recruited against them in a lot of ways. And when I was here, so I have some pre-established relationships just as the head coach at where I was at. And then at the same time, you know, a lot of the guys on the staff have pre-existing relationships with guys. So it's going after them right away, and you can get some instant playmakers for sure.
Listen, lacrosse is a great city. Great city.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful location.
Just gorgeous. I was just there this fall, as a matter of fact, again. But what is it that you can sell about Aberdeen? Because lacrosse, you know, you've got the physical beauty and all of that. What is it you can sell about Aberdeen?
Well, that's been the fun part, I think, asking the players as I've been visiting with them is asking them, you know, what got you here? You know, what did you really like? What was the draw for you? Because I know the draw for me was, you know, obviously for a job standpoint, it was Dr. Downs and Josh Moon there, the president AD. But then at the same time, it's, hey, you got a pretty flashy new stadium coming here in a couple in just a year now, that we're going to have a brand new stadium that you're going to be moving into and getting ready to go. So obviously the community has supported that, and they've done a great job putting that piece together. And so that kind of is a little eye candy to get guys looking at it and at least get your foot in the door. And then you just got to sell the heck out of the support of the community, out of the love that they have. And you got to find the right kid. You know, there's a couple guys. I think you certainly do well with some local kids, with some South Dakota kids, but then you just got to find the right fit. Guys who want to hunt, guys who want to fish and be a part of that, and then you got to find guys that want to just come and play ball and get a coach and get somebody that they believe in, that they trust. And so, you know, I think the coach is a big piece of that. So you got to kind of sell yourself, and then once you get them to Aberdeen and get them around the team, get them around the support that you have there, man, that's what sold me. Again, I certainly loved the place that I was at and didn't need to take a job at all. But man, we really fell in love with the place. And, it's a lot different. But you just got to know the kind of kid that you're going after.
Well, and as much as it might be a regional recruiting circle that you would draw, you still probably are going to be looking for somebody outside of that circle to maybe fill in some spots, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that's going to be the biggest piece. I mean, just do the math and the numbers on it. It just doesn't come out to get enough, you know, really high-end talent. I think there's a couple things that you got to do. We're going to do a good job recruiting Minnesota and recruiting the Twin Cities and open up some more doors in Wisconsin just because some of the connections and relationships that we already have. And then at the same time, and we've done a good job here at Wisconsin lacrosse when I was there. We've done a good job there coaching and getting kids out of Chicago. So got to find a way to get some kids out of Chicago. And then I think a key piece at a place like Aberdeen and what we have is to go to places where nobody's really from. So you go to – I mean, nobody's really from Phoenix, right? Like people moved there, or it's very transient. Places like that or even Alaska and some of those spots, nobody's really from there. You know, they move there, their families move there, and so they have a little more openness to moving around and going to a place like Northern State. So, you know, I think that's really where we want to kind of focus our time and look at that. But at the same time, when there's a great player in South Dakota when there's a great player in North Dakota or Western Minnesota, we got to go get that kid. And I've used this analogy a lot just because I knew a lot of guys that were on staff at Shadron State. You know, Shadron State went and got Danny Woodhead, and it changed their program. You know, he was could have been a walk-on at Nebraska, and they just said, we're not losing this kid as a walk-on to Nebraska. We're going to go get this kid. They got him. He wins a Harlan Hill, changes their program for a long time. And I think when there's a player like that, you have to go get him. And we got to make sure that we're doing everything we can to take care of those really high-end talented kids, you know, in South Dakota, North Dakota, Western Minnesota.
Well, Mike, we really appreciate the time. It sounds like you've got a good grasp. We love Aberdeen, by the way, so that's we're an easy sell, but you've got a good grasp on it. Wish your wife well during the holiday music season, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon, all right?
And just tell her,
I really,
and just
I really
tell her,
appreciate
just
it.
Tell her it sounds great, no yeah. matter what.
we're just going to be clapping and yelling and really a lot of standing ovations and just throwing flowers up there. So, no, I know the gig. I get it with it. I'm not going to criticize anything or ask what was going on. You know, the coach in me wants to really analyze some of the choreography and things like that. But I'm going to let it go. I'm just going to enjoy the show.
Good call. Mike, thanks for the time. We know you've got a ton of stuff to do. We appreciate it. Happy holidays, all right?
Great. Thanks. Same to you guys.
You bet. Thanks. Mike Schmidt joining us here on Calling All Sports. And we're back with more right after this.
I've been a sportscaster in South Dakota for the past 4 decades and love it. But for 30 years, I've also been working in the advertising agency world. Helping my clients grow and prosper has been very rewarding. At Sterling eMarketing, that's what we do. We have a talented staff that will help your company develop a specific plan to reach your goals, whether it's increased sales, enhanced customer engagement, or improving your brand awareness. Call me and we'll set up an appointment to talk about how we can get those things accomplished. And maybe talk a little sports, too. Plus, I'll be happy to show you pics of the grandkids. Call 605-339-1841 today and ask for me, Mark Obendon. I'm pretty competitive, if you haven't noticed that over the years, and so are we. I'm proud to work for Sterling eMarketing. We'd be happy to show you what a fierce competitor we are in the advertising and marketing world. That's 605-339-1841 and ask for Mark O.
Basketball season is here. What are you watching?
To the rim, lays it in.
Medco Sports Network has a full slate of live basketball coverage this season, including great local college matchups and exciting NSIC and Summit League tournament coverage. Check out the live schedule online at MidcoSN.com and follow us on social media for even more coverage. Medco Sports Network. This is how we do sports. North Dakota Hockey is live on Midco Sports Network.
The freshman lobbed it, and ripped it hard in the back of the net.
From FaceTime with the coaches and players to showing all the angles of the biggest goals and saves, we cover North Dakota hockey with pride and have a lot of fun doing it.
And we will go home happy here in game number 2.
Check out the live schedule online at MidcoSN.com and follow us on social media for even more coverage.
Monica and Darren Ploym love their house, and their two fireplaces are a big reason why. The one upstairs has a contemporary look, and downstairs is the more traditional unit with the bricks around. The Heat and Glow fireplaces they selected with the help of Fireplace Pros have given them great variety.
It gives us a unique feel in two different parts of our home. We especially enjoy how cozy it is with the fireplace downstairs.
Our gas fireplaces and inserts from Heat and Glow and Heatilator are the best in the business. The Ploims pick two very different styles to give their home a unique feel. You can stop in and see the region's largest showroom or visit us on the web at fireplaceprofessionals.com and get a virtual tour. We have almost 100 Heat and Glow models on display and even more in stock. If you ever need advice, just call 339-0775 or better yet, stop in and see us. We're Fireplace Pros, 1217 West 41st Street, Sioux Falls. Just like Monica and Darren, you're going to love the way your home feels.
Calling All Sports is brought to you by Lewis Drug and Dakota State University.
And by the good folks at Arby's. Arby's gift cards, always a wonderful holiday stocking stuffer for whoever it is you have on your list, your mailman, your barber, your kid's piano teacher. the coaches, whatever it may be, nobody doesn't like Arby's, and Arby's gift cards are absolutely perfect for this time of year. So if you're, you know, there's no need to stress about this. Just go to Arby's, buy some gift cards. You're good. You're covered. A lot less stress, and then you can treat yourself to a sandwich, as a matter of fact. Mark, I will say this. Do you know what I'm most proud about from that last interview? The fact that every time he said Menominee, I didn't go, do-do-do-do-do.
You didn't.
I thought that was, because when I read it, when
great
I go
restraint.
Over to Wisconsin, yeah, it was. It was great restraint on my part. I was downright, there we go. I was downright mature.
Thanks for listening to Calling All Sports with Marco and Mike H. Calling All Sports has been brought to you by Overhead Door, Fireplace Pros, Great Life Golf and Fitness, Arby's, Minnehaha County Fire Chiefs Association, Midco Sportsnet, Lewis Drug, Dakota State University, Heartland Chevrolet, and Corey and the Fireflies.
25 years ago, Comfort King.